City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 35, Democratic Primary. Oleniki T. Alibi, Lori A. Cumbo, Edie S. Fox, Frank Richard Hurley, Jelini Mashariki.
Oleniki T. Alibi, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Not applicable.
Previous occupations.
Legislative assistant to a member of the New York City Council. District Manager of Community Board Number 2, Brooklyn, 1199 SEIU, United Healthcare Workers East.
Education.
Temple University, University of London, School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Cornell University.
Organizational affiliations.
League of Women Voters of the City of New York, Church Women United, Board for the Education of People of African Ancestry, Community Advisory Board, CAB, of the Cumberland Diagnostic and Treatment Center, Emmanuel Baptist Church, Clinton Hill.
Prior public experience.
State Committee Woman, District Leader, 57th AD.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 35 you would address if elected?
Education.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Employment, housing, development, healthcare, public safety, youth, traffic and transportation, seniors, immigration, small business.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My professional experience, public service, and accomplishments in the 35th Council District, I believe, make me the best candidate. Also, I'm a champion for justice, a strong advocate for social justice, the labor movement, and community empowerment, who has been supportive of progressive legislation and movements to bring about change that will have a positive impact upon others.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Lori A. Cumbo, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Candidate for 35th District City Council.
Previous occupations.
Founder and Executive Director of Museum of Contemporary African Diasporan Arts, MOCADA. Graduate Professor at Pratt Institute of the Arts and Cultural Management Program.
Education.
Berklee College Day School for Middle School. Brooklyn Technical High School, Spelman College, master's degree from New York University.
Organizational affiliations.
Member of Art Table, the American Association of Museums, the National Alliance of African and African American Art Support Groups, the Cultural Equity Group, the Downtown Brooklyn Arts Alliance, and the Spelman College Alumni Association.
Prior public experience.
Founded Museum of Contemporary African Diasporan Arts, which provides gallery and public art exhibitions, as well as outdoor film festivals, musical performances, programs in NYCHA developments, after-school programming, seniors and children workshops, as well as cultural tours.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 35 you would address if elected?
I most want to address issues of equity. I believe that addressing equity is the way to combat issues such as poverty, gun violence, lack of affordable housing, poor performing schools, and many other issues that adversely affect the future and vitality of New York City.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
The immediate issues that I would address would be to raise the minimum wage and index it for inflation, provide real paid sick leave for all employees, and negotiate the important contracts that are so overdue for labor and union employees for the benefit of our hardworking citizens.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a former museum director, college educator, and small business owner, I am the only candidate with a tangible and visual track record for leadership in Brooklyn, New York. I believe I am in a unique position to represent the people of the 35th Council District and I will bring creativity and innovation to the City Council to discover new ideas and possibilities to make New York City a more equitable place.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Ede S. Fox. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Candidate for the 35th Council District.
Previous occupations.
NYC Council, Chief of Staff and Legislative and Budget Director. SEIU 1199, New Organizing.
Education.
UCLA, MA, 1995. University of Michigan, BA, 1993. Vassar College, 1989-91. And Brer Lee School, 1989.
Organizational affiliations.
Brooklyn Community Board 8 member and chair. Environmental Sanitation Committee. President, Prospect Heights Democrats for Reform, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority.
Prior public experience.
County committee member, Kings County Democratic Party, 2010 to 2014.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 35 you would address if elected?
Affordable housing. Advocate redefining affordable so families earning $30,000 to $50,000 can afford to live here. Increase the number of units developers are required to set aside as affordable from 20% to 50%. Build for families, not just studio and one-bedroom units. Build 202 housing for seniors and bring 2,500 new units of affordable housing to the 35th District in my first term. Support mandatory inclusionary zoning to ensure affordable housing is evenly distributed across the district. Home rule to bring housing laws back to NYC Council, not the state legislature, and limiting the loss of rent to stabilize controlled apartments.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Jobs. Bring light manufacturing to the 35th District for more jobs, create more office spaces to attract small businesses, and implement new technology incubators. Small business. Eliminate, reduce convenience fees and fines. Set up a revolving loan fund, and create a fund for seed money for startups. Education. Stop school closings and provide more funds. Transit. Advocate for more bus service in Brooklyn. Seniors. Increase funding for senior centers.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
6 years experience on the City Council distinguishes me from my opponents and will enable me to bring resources to the 35th District to solve basic problems such as the lack of affordable housing and quality education, unemployment, and limited support for small businesses.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Frank Richard Hurley, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Attorney at law.
Previous occupation.
Not applicable.
Education.
Juris Doctor from Brooklyn Law, 1990. Pace University graduate, 1984.
Organizational affiliations.
None.
Prior public experience.
Assistant District Attorney, Queens, New York. Assistant Counsel, Chancellor Fernandez of the Board of Education. Administrative Law Judge, presiding over parking tickets.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 35 you would address if elected?
Jobs. Brooklyn is the hottest town in the world, and everyone wants to live here. It's a brand name. The developers are coming in here to give Brooklyn a new skyline. This is a great opportunity to put Brooklyn back to work. Crime will be impacted by reduction, and the economy will grow with production. If you build in Brooklyn, you must hire from Brooklyn. That simple.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Affordable housing. The towers these developers plan on building shall have at least 25% affordable to the community that already lives here. They are planning to build 16 towers in downtown Brooklyn to make room for people that are not even here yet. What about us? Make room for those of us who already live here and have been here for years.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am an experienced lawyer, and I believe I am the only lawyer running for this seat. The City Council is the only branch of the city government that can make laws. We can end up with another Barclays Center result. The promises of jobs never came true. We need someone who is trained at law. I believe I am the only married candidate and the only one who raised a family and is now a grandfather. As a family man, I see the world differently. I have been with my wife for 28 years. That is steady and reliable.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Jelani Mashariki, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Director, Pomoja House Men's Shelter.
Previous occupations.
U.S. State Department Cultural Ambassador. Operations Manager, Pomoja House, AmeriCorps/HIV Outreach Volunteer, Assistant Football Coach, Brooklyn Technical High School.
Education.
BA, Brooklyn College/CUNY, NYC Public Schools, PS321K, JHS51, Brooklyn Technical High School. Certification, North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners.
Organizational affiliations.
Interfaith Medical Center Community Advisory Board, United Nations Alliance of Civilizations, Global Block Foundation, Black Veterans for Social Justice, New York Communities for Change, Coalition for Public Education, Sandy Relief Volunteer Coordination, Plural Plus Youth Video Film Festival.
Prior public experience?
No.
What is the most important issue in Council District 35 you would address if elected?
The most important issue I would address is housing. My focus is preserving housing and protecting the rights of longtime district residents and ensuring that the rights of new residents are protected as well. Key housing issues are maintaining existing affordable housing, ensuring developers include permanent affordable housing units, revamping NYCHA governance and addressing its poor building management, and exposing illegal rental practices used by real estate agencies and management companies.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Education and jobs are the other important issues. Please go to the Issues section of my website, www.peopleforjelani.com, PEOPLEFORJELANI.com, to read the details.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Key qualities for this office are a deep-rooted understanding of the entire district, a social inclusion and cultural diversity advocate, commitment to community to resolve issues. My social services and social justice activism lie in tenants' rights, veteran support, parent involvement in education, saving hospitals, and coordinating Sandy relief. My ability to negotiate with agencies and governments is acknowledged. My background shows I am the best candidate to serve the people of the 35th Council District.
Participating in the campaign finance program.